Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I am Jason Thomas, and I want to wish you all a very happy 4th of July. This is one of my absolute favorite holidays. I'm very thankful that I can get together with all my family and eat a bunch of great food, brats, burgers, fish, every kind of side I can think of. I'm a big foodie, so I love the food on this holiday. And celebrate. We'll play horseshoes and badminton and throw the football around. And I'm just thankful that we get this opportunity where we live to do that. Now, as far as you know, football goes, which is hopefully why you're listening to this podcast, I've been thinking a lot about Mecole Hardman because I wasn't super excited about the draft pick. And there are multiple reasons. I'm sure I discussed them in previous podcasts. So we'll just hit them really quick. One is that, I'm not, even though I'm a fan of Frank Clark and I think he'll be a very good player, looking back, I'm not a fan of that trade just because of how the draft worked out. Because Byron Murphy was still available at the end of the first round for us to take, and I think he would have been invaluable to this team in the future to have that type of corner, because I think he's going to be a very good player. And then secondly, we traded up in the second round and I got excited because I thought we were going to take Nasir Adderley, and we didn't. We took Mecole Hardman. So I kind of had my heart set on another player. Of course, we ended up taking Juan Thornhill a few picks later, who honestly I didn't know a lot about. And I understand better now why the Chiefs took him, because he is definitely a more versatile player than Adderley. Even though I do believe Adderley is going to be a better pure free safety if Thornhill does play a lot of free safety. But as a whole, Thornhill just is kind of a Swiss Army knife guy. And, similar to Tyrann Mathieu, there's nothing they can't do pretty well. So that is a good guy to have. But Hardman, a lot of the draft analysts that, I really respect personally, weren't that high on him. They knew he had the physical traits, but he hadn't played a lot of receiver, and he definitely wasn't a very polished receiver. As fans, I think we knew that, one of the main reasons they took him was his speed, because the Chiefs love speed. They like pairing speed together, and they want to give Patrick Mahomes speed on the field. And after I've thought about it a while, I've kind of started to turn the corner a little bit of my mind on Hardman, and that he might be a little more valuable this season than what I thought. Of course, I did my projections for receivers a couple weeks ago. I'm still sticking with that, but I do believe that there is a possibility that Hardman could exceed that, depending on how fast he can pick this up. I was watching a Brett Coleman video on YouTube, and that's kind of what got me started thinking about all this. If you don't watch Brett Coleman, he does some pretty interesting videos. He's not a Chiefs fan. I believe he's a Texans fan, but he has had some Chiefs-related stuff. And his stuff is very interesting. I'm like any analyst, I don't agree with all of it. I'm sure you're the same way. Everybody has their own opinions and stuff. And I'm sure if you've listened to me for very long, I've said things that you just knew were probably wrong. And I kind of feel that way about Coleman sometimes, but I do about every analyst out there. And I do enjoy his videos. That is Brett, and his last name is Collmann. He's got a very interesting apology to Patrick Mahomes video on there to watch if you haven't seen it yet. But he had this video on the Arizona Cardinals and who would fit Kingsbury's offense better, Kyler Murray or Josh Rosen. And as I'm watching this video, you know, he references Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs a couple times, but he is talking about the concepts of the air raid and kind of showing visual representations of some of this, especially the mesh concept, which is kind of the basis of the air raid. And I was thinking back to a podcast I'd listened to with Matt Waldman, where he had a kind of a film guy that specialized in the air raid, specifically Mike Leach's air raid, which is basically Cliff Kingsbury and Lincoln Riley run a very similar style to Leach. And, you know, he was talking about it and kind of how Kingsbury differed a little bit from Leach. Well, after watching Coleman's video and going back to this podcast, I was kind of putting some things together. And I got to looking up more references on the air raid and just kind of diving into it deeper. And it really made me understand why Mecole Hardman is so valuable to the Chiefs. So Andy Reid, of course, you know, he was a West Coast guy. A West Coast offense has been his thing since back in the mid-90s when he was with, you know, the Packers and worked his way up. Well, last year, you know, they integrated the West Coast with what Mahomes ran in college, which, of course, was the air raid. And it actually came out pretty close to, you know, a 50-50 split of their plays from, you know, just what I've heard referenced by analysts. And I think it's going to go more and more air raid as they get comfortable with it. And of course, you know, it's kind of funny because the air raid was actually born out of the West Coast offense. It took just one concept of the West Coast offense and expounded on it. And, you know, it ended up taking two or three kind of things from the West Coast and just turned them into, you know, an entire offense. And it built from there. So the West Coast and the air raid are not that dissimilar in, you know, in just concept. So, you know, it kind of cracked me up when, personally, I've always saw the air raid as kind of, you know, just throw it up and pray type of offense. And once I got to, you know, looking into it, I was so wrong. It's very complicated. I honestly think that's why more teams don't try to run more of it, is because there's so much mentally involved. But that's why when you get a guy like a Baker Mayfield or a Kyler Murray or a Patrick Mahomes who can mentally handle that, they take it to another level and you see, you know, how this thing is actually supposed to look. Because, you know, just about any quarterback can get numbers out of it, because it does get some open receivers. But the guys with the strong arms and the quick processing ability can just take this offense to another level. And one thing that has to be there, well, there's two things that have to be there for this offense to work. And one is your receivers have to be smart, be able to make the same reads that your quarterback is making. And two, they really need to be able to fly in this offense if you're going to be able to get the most out of it. And that's where, you know, the Mecole Hardman, you know, even if he isn't the most polished receiver, as long as he is smart and can fly, I'm thinking, okay, I kind of see what the Chiefs are thinking here. You know, that he might be able to contribute faster than I expected. Now, what happens kind of out of that base mesh concept Coleman was talking about? Teams don't like to play man against that because the mesh was basically designed in the West Coast to beat man. You've got your, you know, it could be any receivers, but a lot of what I saw with the Chiefs was you've got a, you know, Kelce on one side, your slot receiver on the other, and they just cross, you know, 5 to 10 yards in front of the line of scrimmage. And basically one defender is forced to run around the other receiver and defender coming their way, which leaves his man open, you know, and you get the completion across the middle. And, you know, Kelce can take that for 15, 20 yards at a time. And it really worked well. And then, You know, so teams decide, okay, well, we want to play zone against that and put our three linebackers in the middle of the field and take that away. Well, when you do that, you can, there are a ton of options, but the ones I really want to talk about are you can get deep. You can get deep in a hurry. And even though it's a zone coverage, like say it can be quarters coverage where you've got four defenders back deep, you can still take advantage of that with a deep play. And the Chiefs did very, very well at that last year. And, you know, adding Hardman speed to Watkins and Hills is only going to make it better. Because think about it this way. If you've got your Kelce and, you know, say a running back out of the backfield or split out, basically running this mesh concept with Kelce, and it doesn't have to be a running back. You could have, you know, no backs in the backfield, but I just think that, you know, the Chiefs are going to use one of their running backs as a receiver a lot. So, you know, and then you'll have those two guys crossing across the middle, and then you'll have a receiver by himself on one side, and you'll have two receivers on the other lined up. And basically, so you've got the four guys deep to cover those three receivers. Well, basically what happens is one of those two middle deep guys, if you've got enough speed, basically he's the one that's playing zone because he's got to worry about the man that is by himself on the corner on one side. Is he going to help double that guy? Or is he going to help double the guy that's on the inside of the two receiver set on the other side? I hope this makes sense and I'm not being too confusing. But basically, one of those two receivers is going to be in man coverage no matter what the defense does out of that. And that's a defense that's supposed to keep you from getting a deep ball. But when you've got Hardman running on one side, probably the side with the two receivers, and he's just going to run a simple post, a deep post, and then you've got Hill on the other side, and even though it's zone, he's basically in man coverage, so what's the safety on that side of the field going to do? He's going to lean towards Hill. So then you've got Mecole Hardman in a foot race with probably, I mean, you know, a lot of teams carry three corners now. But it could be a safety. It could be a corner. If it is a corner, I'm sure it's their third corner, possibly even a fourth, depending on what, you know, what their defensive personnel is. But Hardman should have a giant advantage, and he doesn't even have to be that smooth as a route runner. His pure speed will probably win him that a lot. So just that one play, the way it's designed, you know, just shows the value Hardman can add, even if, you know, it takes him a while to become a polished receiver. And I also, and just this one play shows, you know, how many variations can come off of it. That's just two, but there are many. And it's going to make Tyreek Hill that more dangerous, because if Mecole Hardman does make two or three of those plays, and shows that his speed, you know, nobody's going to be able to keep up with him one-on-one. That puts that safety that's got to choose between Hill and Hardman in an even tougher spot. And Hill is such a smoother route runner now that, you know, it's only going to help him get deep. And you've still got Watkins on the outside, on the other side. Generally, that receiver runs a shorter route, but they could still, you know, turn that into a deeper threat. And you just get the ball in Sammy Watkins' hands, and he is very good with run after the catch. So, you know, if those guys in coverage start cheating back, you know, you can get the ball to any of those guys short and let them run with it. So it's a very exciting play. And, you know, I should have mentioned earlier, but, you know, the Chiefs didn't just add all this air raid in last year. They added quite a bit of it in with Smith, too. And then when Mahomes got in there, they just added more. and I expect them to add more this year. And I'm really excited to see this. I honestly wouldn't care if the Chiefs threw 70% of the time. I still think the running backs would be involved. You'd still have a short passing game that worked a lot like a running game. And, you know, those deep plays are just going to be available all the time. And that is an amazing thing, because you just think back to the end of all those important games last year and how comfortable Mahomes was in those situations throwing a deep ball. And it's because the plays they're running are plays he ran through 3 years of college and 2 years of the system with the Chiefs. And they are concepts that he understands like the back of his hand at this point. And you know, now it's Reed and the receivers honestly getting completely comfortable with everything. And I promised a while back I'd quit trying to say and I am umming the heck out of this podcast. But once again, I would like to wish you guys a great 4th of July, and go Chiefs.